My prayer is, O Lord, that we live in you day by day, that we set our mind on you and your kingdom, whatever the circumstance, always rejoicing in you. Amen. Even if we have technical problems, as we seem to quite constantly hear at the vicarage. It would just be nice to know, can you really hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, and everyone's nodding. Very good. Let us celebrate then on this day the glory of God. Let's have the first slide. God is creator, maker of the heavens and the earth, mighty, eternal. Slide, please. God our Father is love, gracious, forgiving, our strength and shield, our ever-present help. Slide, please. God the Son, Jesus the Christ, is the suffering servant, friend, saviour, our example, king. Slide, please. God the Holy Spirit is an ever-flowing stream, our healer, counsellor, who brings transformation. God is reality, the ground of our being, the love that made us. He who sustains the creation, the universe, he who loves us through and through. All of these descriptors of God, as we saw when we celebrated Trinity Sunday last month, are not just words or creeds to believe in, but rather glorious pointers to the truth and reality that we are to experience, to embed deep within our souls. As we continue this sermon series on growing your relationship with God, this is what you will be doing as you grow in Him. Your soul, your person, will be increasingly filled, sustained, so subsumed by what is real and true by God. And the question all through this is, how can anyone not want to grow their relationship with God? We have seen in these last few weeks that to enter into this life, for reality and truth to fill you, to grow your relationship with God, you need set time with Him. Slide, please. A slide you'll be very familiar with. You'll know it off by heart if you've been following us over the last few weeks. You need a minimum of 10 minutes a day as a start for this set time with God. And then, as we saw last week, we're to grow our relationship with God through the day, 24/7, to train our minds to be fixed on Him and His kingdom, to consciously live in the presence of God. Slide, please. A summary from last week. St. Paul talks about this living in the presence of God through the day as praying without ceasing. Jesus taught that you have to consciously hand your life to God that you might find your life. Empty yourself to be filled by God. Be a living sacrifice, says St. Paul, continually offering yourself back to God. And key to all this is your mind, to be aware of your thinking, what occupies your thoughts when you awake, when you go to bed, through the day, and any sleepless nights. Be aware of our tendency to thoughts that are obsessive, addictive, and do not accept negativity and anxiety with destructive loops that can get stuck in your head. Be aware if your mind never has anything more than trivia to fill it. In all of this obsessive, addictive thinking, negativity and anxiety, minds full of trivia, you cannot be open to the glory of God, to His truth and life. So as Paul says, we are to take every thought captive to make it obedient to Christ. You are to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Be aware of what our mind focuses on, what we think. We are to turn our thoughts Godward. In the Gospel reading, Jesus tells us that to do this conscious remaining in Him, abiding in Christ, our whole self living in Him, if we do this, our lives will bear much fruit. I hope you are following. All the glory and majesty of God, His truth and life, is the true reality of this life and the next. We are to receive this wonder by living in conscious relationship with Him, with God. That set time each day to focus, and then through the day and the night, 24/7. The setting focus of our mind is key to all this. The next slide, please. In the Philippians reading we heard, Paul gives simple but hugely profound guidance on what this will mean in practice to live 24/7 in God. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice, he says. Again, train your thoughts to focus on God reality. Remember who God is and give thanks and celebrate. And we are to do this, whatever the circumstance, whatever is going on. We consciously rejoice. And St. Paul lived what he taught. He writes these words in chains in prison. Rejoicing in God all the time, 24/7, is not to deny that our circumstances may be terrible. Delighting in God does not mean we accept situations of illness, suffering, disaster, or injustice. Far from it. The fruit we are to produce in abiding in Christ will mean that we are moved to get involved in confronting these affronts to God and his kingdom. But we delight, we rejoice 24/7 because God is God, truth, reality, in, above, and beyond whatever the circumstance. St. Paul, in the misery of his prison cell, has the same maturity in God as the Old Testament prophet Habakkuk, where Habakkuk says that though every disaster may come, God is God and he will rejoice. Though the fig tree does not bud and there are no grapes on the vines, he says, though the olive crop fails and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the sheepfold and no cattle in the stalls, in other words, even if there is complete disaster, yet I will rejoice in the Lord, says Habakkuk. I will be joyful in God my Saviour. Habakkuk 3:17-18. Hard circumstance does not stop God being God. Even disaster does not mean that reality has changed. In all times, all situations, when we awake, when we go to bed, through the day, in any sleepless nights, God is God. Rejoice in him. Rejoicing through the day has to be a key hallmark of the Christian. Simple thoughts and words of thanks and praise, fixing our mind on an aspect of the glory of God. St. Paul goes on then to tell us to turn our anxiety, negativity, obsessive thought into prayer. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, he says, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, give all your thoughts to God. Yes, if you're looking closely, you'll see that it actually says present your request to God. But I hope give all your thoughts to God amplifies the meaning. I'm sure Paul, in those long hours in his prison cell, would have given all of his thoughts to God as he anticipated his likely execution. He surely talked through all that he was thinking and feeling. And then, combined with holding to God's sovereignty, rejoicing in him, he experiences the extraordinary blessing of the peace of God which transcends all understanding. The peace of God which transcends all understanding. And notice that this blessing guards, looks after our heart and again our mind. Our mind is blessed. We are blessed. This is what will happen as we take every thought captive, as we turn our thoughts to rejoicing in God, as we are aware of those thoughts that are negative, obsessive, addictive, anxious, as we hand them over to God, thinking on him, rejoicing on him. And Paul sums all this up with telling us to think on all that is positive, the things of God and his kingdom. Whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, he says, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, these are the things to occupy our minds through the day and through any sleepless nights, to think about such things. Our minds are to be occupied by the good, consciously choosing the good, rejecting the rubbish. Think on what is good, all of which, of course, are of God. The saints of Christian faith tell us the blessings there are in consciously doing this growing relationship with God, of having this focus on him through the day and the night. The next slide, please. Brother Lawrence, in The Practice of the Presence of God, writes, our thoughts spoil everything, All the trouble begins with them. We must be careful to reject them immediately we see that they are neither necessary to our occupation at the moment nor conducive to our salvation, and return to our communion with God, wherein is our only good. Again, taking every thought captive, focusing on God. And Brother Lawrence urged us to see how piteous it is that we are satisfied with so little in our faith in God. The next slide, please. God has infinite treasure to bestow, he writes, and we are satisfied by a passing moment of devout feeling. We are blind, and our blindness stays the hand of God when he would pour out abundance of grace. But when he finds a soul imbued with a living faith, he floods it with grace, which like a stream dammed up and finding a new outlet, spreads abundant waters far and wide. This grace and favor of God is yours to receive, to live in this reality. You do not need any skill or literacy. You just need a conviction that you will seek the living God through the day. We have seen over these last weeks that growing your relationship with God, you need that conviction to make that set time with God each day, and then a conviction to consciously live in the presence of God through the day, 24/7, training your minds to be fixed on him and his kingdom. All times, all situations, when you awake, when you go to bed, through the day, in any sleepless nights, being transformed by the renewing of your mind. Developing these habits of daily practice and thought can take months, years to really integrate into your being. But the blessing is immediate as soon as you direct yourself to God. We're not finished yet in this series, Growing Your Relationship with God. In 2 weeks' time, we're going to see more of what this blessing you will receive as you hand over your life to him, as you build your relationship. For now, this week, a final slide in summary. Enjoy your daily set time with God. 10 minutes to start with is all you need. Everyone has 10 minutes. Set yourself to live 24/7 in him, to abide in Christ. Direct your mind to God. Take every thought captive. Rejoice in our mighty God in all circumstances. Bring your thoughts and feelings to him. Out with the obsessive, out with the addictive, out with the negative, out with the anxious, out with an overload of trivia. Think on what is good, on God. Amen.